Hey, call this chart review. Patient's name, Richard Lynn, L-Y-N-N, McGee, M-C-G-E-E. Chart reviewed from Texas Emergency Hospital on 5/21/22, as well as a CT scan from Kingwood Hospital on 5/31/22. Patient is a disabled 59-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD on oxygen, actually spent a few months on hospice in 2020, period. He comes to the Texas Emergency Hospital, or TEH, in Cleveland, Texas, stating that he tripped over his oxygen hose. He filled out accident injury reports. He told the nurse that he tripped over his O2 cord 3 days ago, injured left hip and left elbow. Patient's vitals were stable. Blood pressure was 129 over 84, pulse 79. Respiration was 24, O2 side was 99 on 2 liters. Patient is a chronic COPD, as was mentioned. Patient reported pain to be 7 out of 10, worse with movement. Patient was evaluated by Dr. Klein, K-L-E-I-N, who gave the patient 2 Tylenol number 3 for his pain and Atrovent albuterol inhaler, ordered x-ray of patient's hip, which came back negative, as well as the chest x-ray, which was stable, and the 2 Tylenol number 3, period. Patient was discharged home with COPD, worse with left hip contusion and COPD, and COPD O2 dependent, period. At the time of discharge, patient insisted that he must walk out of the emergency room and did not want to use a wheelchair, probably because his pain was relieved with the help of Tylenol number 3, period. No blood work was done. Patient was sent home with Flexeril 10 milligram number 30 to help with pain. Period. Patient's home medications did include prednisone, 10 milligram 1 to 2 a day, and Tylenol number 4, which he ran out 4 days ago, which he gets normally from a pain management physician by the name of Dr. Lee, L-E-E, period. Patient later on presented to Kingwood Hospital on the 31st, complaining of low back pain, underwent CT of the T-spine, CT of the L-spine. The T-spine CT showed acute compression fracture, T12L1. The CT scans showed, the combined CT scans showed a T12L1 vertebral body compression fracture transversely. Appears to be acute with no height loss or osseous retropulsion. Period. I do not know the patient's discharge medication at Kingwood Hospital, period. Go back to up and say patient was seen by Dr. Klein, and then put down the examination by Dr. Klein only was positive for tenderness about the left hip, and he stated normal range of motion. With normal range of motion. So that's good that we put that in there. Then new paragraph, patient was disappointed that his fractures were not diagnosed on 5/21/22 at TEH, period. Summary, review of the records indicates that patient did complain both of hip pain and shortness of breath when he arrived in the emergency room. The examination only shows tenderness over the hip by Dr. Klein, hence the reason for the x-ray of the hip. Period. Patient did respond well to the Tylenol number 3 times 2 that was given in the emergency room, to the point that he was able to walk out of the emergency room without any pain, and he did not want to use a wheelchair. Period. I do not see a discharge vital signs or referral to patient's pain at the time of discharge in the emergency room. Oh, correction. At the time of discharge, patient's pain level was at 5, but he still insisted on walking and not using the wheelchair when he was being discharged. His vital signs were stable. Let's see. Dr. Klein did not indicate why he treated patient with Flexeril, but most likely because patient has chronic COPD, he was trying to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory and narcotics since patient had a pain management specialist, but patient was out of his pain medication for 4 days, it states. Period. Dr. Klein's exam did not include patient's L-spine or T-spine. Dr. Klein's exam demonstrates that patient had no tenderness about the no vertebral tenderness at the time of evaluation, and only tenderness that was noted was in the left hip region, hence the reason for the x-ray of the left hip. Period. There was 9 days between the ER visit in Cleveland and ER visit at Kingwood Hospital. Those records are included for your review. Let's leave it at that and we'll go from there. Thank you.